Yay!
Welcome! Oh. The topic of the day is how to love a goddess. I was extremely lucky, blessed, and honored to attend a Soul Boys performance this weekend. It's the probably fourth one that I've been able to experience. Soul Voice is a performance troupe run by Eve Illusion that is, how do I explain it? It is empowering the goddess within women. And when I explain it, it's less of a performance and more of a channeling. So a big part of it is not practicing the moves that each of these women do. It's more about learning about specific archetypes, goddesses throughout different histories and different cultures, and then studying them and working on embracing that part of yourself and letting that energy come out. And so then these performances are more about allowing that energy to come through. And so, you know, it's way less you know, about a ballet or this choreographed thing, and much more about emotion and emotive actions, and it's powerful. And it feels such an honor to witness this. And one of the gifts that I've been able to experience is this is the second one that I got to see my lover perform in. And when I say perform, every time I see the word, it's not quite right, because it's I get to watch her go through the transformation, which is as she studies this energy and this goddess identity and then gets in tune with it. And then, you know, I get to see that part of her wake up and stay with her and become part of who she is in the world. And it's amazing, because as you open the channel with this energy, when the experience is over, the channel doesn't close. You may be less, you know, profoundly in that, whatever, Aphrodite energy or Gaia energy or Freya energy, but once you tap into it, you know that it's something that you have access to, and it's powerful. So the whole experience of seeing my lover go through that has I think been educational for me as a man, and how to honor that. You know, I've gone through my feminist cycles of believing that everyone's equal, and I do recognize that there is male and female energy. That doesn't necessarily mean that energy is always present in a man and a woman, but there is this dynamic of male-female energy. The topic, how to love a goddess, is a little misleading, because I'm not really sure. But I do feel like I've learned some things over the last few years about how to be in a relationship that enables the other person to grow. Because really what any person, is not a stagnant thing. Any person is in a process of growing. And acknowledging that and understanding that allows you to see someone, experience someone, enable someone to grow and to change. Trying to ask someone to stay what they are is it's a type of prison. Alan Watts says that people are like whirlpools. And if you look at a river, and you can see there's a certain place where the rocks and the flow will create kind of a little whirlpool as it's going. And you might go every day back to that same place and see the same whirlpool. But the whirlpool is constantly different. So you might recognize people, but understand that they are constantly changing, both spiritually and physically. You're constantly losing cells. You're constantly taking in air. You're constantly eating food and excreting things. You are a whirlpool. And the idea that the limits of your skin is where you end is simply a myth. The idea that you are inside the skin and the rest of the world is outside is crazy. I mean, you are filled with microbes. You are filled with all sorts of enzymes. You're filled with, you are a whirlpool. And so understanding and allowing your partner to grow and shift is a big part of it. One thing that I sometimes see people do is be very threatened by a woman's past or their partner's past. Whether that is their past partners, their sexuality is usually the thing I see that, that triggers people. And I kind of get that, but I really encourage anyone to work through that. If you love someone, you need to be grateful for everything that's happened to them that created them in this state of whirlpool. It'd be like being angry at what's upstream, even though you love the whirlpool. The stream had to have that. It had to have the rain. It had to have the storm that accumulated the water that led to this now. At the same time, you also have to be super appreciative and allowing of whatever is heading downstream. One of the things that, that I've really worked on in the last couple years is understanding that the goddesses in my life are powerful. And I admit that I had cultural upbringing things that sometimes made me quick to judge and quick to kind of feel like I needed to rescue or offer advice or save women, especially when they're in a state of struggling or doubt. You know, I felt like, okay, now is when I'm supposed to show my love by fixing their problems, by coming in to rescue them, kind of giving them advice. And so when I would see a partner, a friend struggling and try to come to rescue. And I went through this huge shift when I realized that that is not the way I want to love. I'm not even sure if that is love at all. It's concern, it's fear-based. The way that I want to love is I want to be able to see the goddess in this person. I want to see their potential. I want to see what they're capable of. I want to know the light inside them and feel the light inside them and recognize what they're capable of and what they can do and what their true nature is. And then totally understand that we're not in our highest state all the time. And what love is seeing the goddess when they don't feel it. And that means sometimes not rescuing. Sometimes that means believing and knowing that they can handle this challenge. Absolutely reaching out a hand if it's needed, but knowing all the while that you are absolutely powerful and capable. And it's been this such a gift to see my partner over the last 2.5 years grow and grow and grow and grow and become more and more confident and become more and more capable as she's begun a business, as she's taken on all sorts of tasks and all of these things that she had no idea to do how to do when I met her. And the old me would have been constantly trying to tell her what I knew about that. Thankfully, I've embraced a little bit of humility and know that that's just my understanding of things. And that's not necessarily the right way or the best way or the best way for her. And actually, even if she stumbles, that might not be a bad thing. In fact, how could it be a bad thing? If you're not making mistakes, you're not stretching and growing. I can't tell you how huge that has been for me to be able to allow someone to struggle. And as they struggle, see them succeeding. See them in the place that maybe in that moment they may have doubts, but see them as, I can see the goddess in you. I can see, I know that you can succeed in this. I know that you can triumph in this. Even if triumph simply means getting through it. And that's something that I think is a type of love that we need to work on in all of our relationships. That moving away from the feeling that love is protecting, and instead of going to love is having faith that that person is exactly what they need to be and has everything in them that they need to be and that we can help them, but probably not lead them. One thing about the goddess and feminine energy and male-female relationships that gets really tricky is sexuality. You know, we live in a culture where many people are quick to judge or dismiss or have negative feelings about a woman who embraces her sexuality. You know, we're quick to throw around the word slut and whore for a woman who actually is unashamed about expressing her sexuality. It's horrific. The amount of damage in our culture due to sexual shame is so far-reaching. It comes out in all sorts of ways of insecurity, all sorts of ways of judgment of others, all sorts of ways of constricting who we are, because we're afraid of this innate thing that we have, that we are. It's a power. And so finding a way to embrace, exalt the sexual expressions of a woman is huge. And it can be tricky, because sometimes men are trained in this way to seize, to conquer, to get as far as they can with women. I can remember that feeling when I was younger, feeling like my job is to get as far as I can around the bases, and their job is to say no when they're uncomfortable. And it took me a long time to realize, well, there are times when I will have that instinct of like, should I be kissing her right now? But it doesn't feel right. It just feels like I should. And that's not a horrible place, but sometimes it does get horrible, because sometimes when a woman is expressing her sexuality, whether that be being topless at Burning Man, whether that be in a goddess performance where she's allowing her body to be part of her expression, whether it be, you know, a party where someone's dressed sexy, sometimes when male energy is unfamiliar and with this kind of expression, we don't know how to appreciate it without also trying to possess it. And I went once to the Over the Line tournament, which is a terrible place. It is a place where it's a sporting event, but they really kind of encourage everyone to be crass, and it's very sexist, and you know, it's, if you're walking around topless as a woman, you'll get a lot of attention, but it's kind of an icky attention. And I remember walking around going, wow, how different this energy is, where there's so many guys that are so like constricted and uncomfortable with this sexuality that the only thing they know how to do with it is go like, woo, yeah, woo, you know, and it's like, ugh. If I was a woman, I would put my shirt right back on, because that doesn't feel appreciated. It feels objectified. So if you want more boobies in your life, learn how to appreciate boobies. Exalt the boobie. Make a woman feel like her sharing her essence is a gift. It is empowering not just to her, but to everyone, as we simply allow this thing inside us to be part of our expression. And if you can find a way to honor that, make them feel comfortable, make them feel like it is a gift, then you get more of that, you get more of that, you get more of that, and it's a win-win. Please do not discourage boobies. One thing that just wanted to throw in there, and that sometimes there's a lot of conflict, or it's tough to find a place of peace when you identify with being a goddess or a feminist, and then also have parts of your sexuality that may be somewhat submissive. And just want to throw in there that this process of honoring the feminine, when there is enough trust, there can be an experience where then the feminine feels like they want to surrender to the masculine. And that is an incredibly beautiful place. It is a place of intense trust, and it's something you don't get until you build the trust, until you honor the feminine, until you get to that state of comfort. And then we build a love, whether it's for the moment or for a lifetime, of allowing somebody to express parts of themselves. And so I like to to imagine that, you know, that a person can be a hardcore feminist their whole lives and then allow themselves to be whatever submissive thing they want to be in the bedroom. And it's that, it's within that trust that we can do that. You can be, let's say you like to be choked and spanked and called degrading names. If that's part of your surrender process within the trusting place of your sexual experience with someone that is honoring it, it's a beautiful thing. And it allows us to have these, because we can't choose aspects of our sexuality, with things that turn us on, the thing that make us buzz in our reptilian way. And so if you live with shame of those things because it's not in congruence with whatever your political beliefs are, it's tough. So know that in our place of turn on, in our place of sexuality, you can be and express anything that is consensual, that is not hurting anyone, or at least not hurting someone consensually. That to me was a huge break, and I've seen people go through these huge shifts when they realize that, oh my gosh, I don't have to be ashamed of these, of wanting to be spanked or wanting to be one of these things. It's just how I'm wired. I remember I had a female friend who was very into S&M stuff. She was submissive and also a very powerful feminist. And at one point, someone was having a conversation with her and trying to like encourage her to go to therapy and work through all the issues that were coming up in these bedroom experiences. And she was like, are you kidding me? I have worked so hard to be at peace so that I can find joy and bliss in these expressions. Like, I'm not broken. So stop trying to fix me. And maybe there will be shifts. Maybe the whirlpool will change. And that, you know, it comes full circle of trying to be honoring the process of any person, but especially a woman. In our culture, we need to practice and do much better at knowing and honoring that there is an infinite number of ways that the feminine can be expressed. And the more that we can appreciate it, more that we can honor it, the more that we can put it on a pedestal and say, thank you for trusting us with this honest expression. It's the most beautiful thing that I can imagine. Thank you. So with that, I'm going to ask everyone to take their shirt off as we do our hug. No, well, if you want to, you can do whatever you want. But if you are topless right now, know that I'm looking directly into your eyes. As hard as that may be. So wherever you are, let's have a Hug Nation hug and grab yourselves by the shoulders. And know that we have goddess energy in us, no matter what our biological sex is. And we have God energy. And we have feminine and masculine balancing, and it is that play of energy that creates passion in us. And we need to love and forgive, even if we don't understand those energies as they play inside us, and love those expressions in everyone else, because those raw, deep energies come from something way deeper than our identities and our consciousness. They come from that raw, natural, divine place, the place of our energetic birthing. So let's love that in ourselves. Let's love that in the entire world. And let's just be appreciative that we get to witness all of that energy expressing itself in so many different ways. Let's take three breaths together. Inhale through the nose. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb, all the goddesses, and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you for being you, walking your walk. and allowing yourself and others to express themselves in their divine ways. I love you. Namaste.